Then I'll tell you what, we're going to post some pictures of Death Island, where Bob and Carolyn live. Now, he gets to use the utopic version of the fifth gate. But if you saw where he really lived, if he saw where he really lived, he would be swimming off of that goddamn Death Island. It would be disgusting. But see, he's getting a different view of it. And that's all right, because we got to protect him. Because here's what's going to happen. You want to know what's going to happen to Bob? Maybe you're fucked up and you can't work it out. Maybe you don't know. Maybe we don't know. So we'll tell you what's going on with Bob. Maybe that'll help you. I hope it does. Okay. In about a second, Bob does his specific thing over and over and over and over and over. And what Bob is going to be is he's going to be swept up with a little help and direction, and he's going to be swept up into New Zealand, the country. Because nothing is going on in New Zealand. Look it up. What's going on? Nothing's happening in New Zealand. All right. He's going to interact, and engage with the aliens. Which aliens? The ones that don't smell bad. Bob doesn't like smells. So if they have a smell, they're going to get rid of the smell. And what Bob's going to do is he's going to make an arrangement with those aliens that allow everything below the 33rd parallel, they can control, they can have, they got it. He's going to provide humans, because there's going to be so many dead humans, that he's going to offer them as a tribute. Remember you were talking about the Hunger Games before? It's a tribute that will be made of this spam that the regular aliens can enjoy and eat. All right? Now, what happens is, everybody in the 33rd parallel, they can hang on. Everybody that ain't going to become spam. That's fine. No problem. And then that spam, it gives the aliens something to eat. And they're going to fuck with y'all.